Next stop, the House of Representatives. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act in the U.S. Senate on Sunday.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
The massive spending package includes measures that focus on health care costs and taxing large corporations, as well as climate change initiatives.
I told my caucus all along, including the most pro-environmental people, that we're going to have to swallow some bad stuff to get good stuff. But my North Star was always 40% reduction in the amount of carbon going into the atmosphere by 2030, and we've achieved that North Star.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Republicans say the $740 billion legislation will worsen the inflation crisis. Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants agreeing to a ceasefire on the Gaza Strip, which went into effect Sunday night. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Ashkelon, Israel.
We do know that Hamas, the group in control of Gaza, did not get involved in this round of fighting. That was a critical move because it allowed the Israelis to use these Egyptian-led negotiations to come to the table and ultimately cut this ceasefire deal.
New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams blaming Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott for the arrival of buses carrying migrants into his city. Governor Abbott says the blame should be placed on the Biden administration's border policies. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
Governor Abbott sent the buses, saying New York City's abundance of city services would relieve overrun Texas border towns. Mayor Adams said the governor is trying to manufacture a crisis by sending buses with no warning, but New Yorkers will step up.
America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York discussing the importance of cashless bail reform on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. The Republican nominee for governor was attacked on stage during a campaign stop last month.
I was actually, by the way, on that stage talking about the need to repeal cashless bail, to remove district attorneys like Alvin Bragg refusing to enforce the law across the board.
Representative Zeldin's attacker was originally released without bail, but now faces a federal count of assaulting a member of Congress with a dangerous weapon. The former principal of Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting, has a new position.
Mandy Gutierrez has accepted a position as Assistant Director of Special Education for the Uvalde Unified Consolidated Independent School District. The announcement from the district comes after Gutierrez, the principal of Robb Elementary School, was briefly suspended before being reinstated last month. That's after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in a shooting in May. Gutierrez was placed on leave after a state probe into the massacre said the first-year principal was aware of security problems, such as a door not locking properly for one of the classrooms the gunman entered, but did not fix them. The Uvalde District's police chief, Pete Arredondo, remains on unpaid administrative leave. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Northeast beachgoers have another scary creature to worry about.
Just when you thought that a spike in shark sightings and attacks along the East Coast was enough for one summer, there's a new warning issued about Portuguese man-o-wars. Harding's Beach in Chatham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod closing for a few hours on Saturday afternoon after a number of the ocean predators washed ashore. Man-o-wars are highly venomous and often mistaken for jellyfish. They use tentacles to sting and paralyze small fish, but that sting can be extremely painful for humans. A man-o-war can still sting, by the way, weeks after washing ashore.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.